I heartily endorse this event or product.
Fakeheads, what time is it?
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Jeff Lutz.
Soak it in, boys and girls.
I know, so weird, but you know the heart wants what the heart wants.
And Jason Duda.
Soak it in.
Stop it! You people are supposed to be funny and wacky.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Bob and Jeff. If you missed hour number one, you missed Gianmarco Ceresi not calling us for a scheduled interview.
It's okay. It's okay. Calm down.
Here's what we're going to do, though. I'm gonna tell you how to get tickets to his show. I don't know how to get tickets, necessarily, but I'll tell you when it is. It's Friday. It's January 17th. It's at Temple Live at 8 p.m. It's the Leaning In Tour, Gianmarco Ceresi.
Okay.
And he'll be here. He's in Oklahoma City tomorrow. And then here, and then Lawrence, Kansas.
Well, there you have it.
You want to know where he goes after that?
If you really want to tell me.
I don't, but I will.
Okay. Sure.
After Wichita, he goes to Toronto. And then Hamilton, Ontario, London, Montreal. Then he comes down to Bakersfield, Los Angeles, San Francisco, L.A. again, Vancouver, Sacramento, Ann Arbor, Chicago, back to California for Hollywood, San Diego, Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Tacoma, Spokane. And then why is he coming here?
I don't know.
He doesn't ever come to this part of the country.
Well, what do you want me to say?
What impression do you think we made on him the last time?
Obviously
he was here.
Not good, because he didn't even call.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know.
I sure hope that show sold out.
Well, I don't know if it is.
Because if we would have gotten one ticket move for that guy, we would have been doing a heck of an effort for him.
We would have been, but I can't tell you what's going on. I don't know what's going on at the box office, so you're on your own. I know what?
I don't know. I don't know what you know. He's got tour dates all the way out to September. Good for him. I hope he in those markets participates in the media ventures. That's all I hope. Mike Furtsis joins us in the next segment.
Good to see you, Mike.
Do you have any pop culture tidbits that you'd like to share from your own life? I know you've been watching Big Oil or whatever that's called.
Landman. Yeah, we watched the finale last night.
There's already a finale?
This first season's over.
How many episodes was it?
9 or 10.
And that's it. I assume there will be momentum for it to return for season two.
Always momentum.
Really?
You know all about it. You've been using it more. You know it's real.
In television, it might be real. In sports, we all know that it's not. Scientifically proven, no such thing as momentum. I know you won't do the proper research on that.
No. I have no research at all. No, only played and coached here for 20 years. I have no idea about momentum.
Is that research, or is that...
That is research.
Or is that anecdotal?
Actually involved
evidence.
In it? Yeah. Other than you just, reading? Come on. I'm not going down this rabbit hole again with you. Everyone knows I'm right and you're wrong in this situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
I'm trying to find...
Trying to find something to debunk it, and it's not working.
I'm trying to find the Joe Auer rule. Where you have to leave by age 60, and I can't.
It's probably not even a rule.
Employees younger than the age of 60 who choose to retire, quote-unquote choose, shall be eligible to receive their first early retirement benefit the month following their attaining age 60. So you can't be employed. An employee who elects early retirement at age 60 through age 64 shall receive their first early retirement benefit payment in the month following the month in which the effective date of the early retirement. What does this even mean? They wrote it like this so no one understands.
Yep. And then someone just tells you, yeah, you got to retire.
You know what I'd do if I were Joe Auer?
What would you
do? I'd just keep coaching and say, don't pay me. I dare you to not pay me.
Yeah, that's a great idea for Joe.
Right?
No.
Why not?
Because the guy's got to eat.
Oh, he's well-to-do, I'm sure. I'm sure. Joe,
oh, I can't wait to read that article when you bring that part out.
I can't wait to write it.
When you bring that out.
I don't know how much I'll talk about that. I kind of want to break that out on its own. Like, what in the world's going on here?
You should break it out on its own.
Because it doesn't come to light, you know, when unfairly the science teacher down in room 209 has to retire. And that guy or woman is making a positive impact on our youth. But now when it becomes public, when guys like Weston Schartz and Joe Auer, like the two leadingest guys in their sport in the City League,
yeah,
have to leave.
Ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's craziness.
Why would you lose those guys?
Since
I don't get it. It's utterly ridiculous.
But did you hear that rule that I tried to read?
Well, you were reading it. Was I understanding it? Absolutely not.
Payment in the month following the month in which the effective date of the early retirement falls, or if later within 30 days following the date the plan administrator receives the employee's final average salary determination from the administrator of the Kansas Public Employees Retirement System. That's one sentence. And that wasn't even the whole sentence.
Not happy about that, are you?
I'm not happy about it at all.
You should do something about it. I mean, you're in a position to do something about it. Yeah.
What do you think I could do? I have no influence on this community.
Write something.
My dad had influence on the community.
KWCH.
I have no voice. No one cares what I think or say, which is nice most of the time.
Yeah, well.
But it would be cool for like one time or two to have like an issue I was really passionate about.
Yeah.
I could get something done. But I can't.
Why not?
Because I'm nobody.
Be a somebody then.
I'm working on it. How have I not become somebody?
Write something that everybody's going to be like, holy man, Jeff wrote that.
I'm on the radio.
Jeff wrote that, and I read it.
Yeah.
Do it.
That'll be the Joe Auer piece. January 27th on KWCH.com.
Ooh.
That's a Monday. It'll be up in the morning, 8 a.m.
That'll be something.
That'll be a heck of an effort.
It'll be fantastic.
Here's Mike Furches, which you're early, Mike. Why are you here? We have a show to do. Are you over 60?
I'm over 60.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got it. You can't coach either.
You can't. You have to retire.
Can't coach in the City League.
We're pushing out all the oldsters.
Oh, boy.
You're not on this segment,
though. I forgot more about coaching than some people will ever learn.
What is this? Coming in with the arrogance.
It's just
I don't appreciate that.
Just the facts.
Speaking to the mic if you're going to speak.
Just the facts.
We're fired up here today. You've entered a lion's den.
The den is here.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't want you playing defensive. You better come after us.
I'm going to come after you.
You better be the alpha male in this room. If not, we're going to eat you alive. And that may or may not be an analogy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's all Jeff.
That was all me.
That was all Jeff.
Anybody watch the Cavs-Pacers last night?
Absolutely not.
Did you watch them on Sunday?
When the
Pacers beat them?
I absolutely did not see that at all. I can't believe I didn't watch the Pacers.
Cavs got us last night. It makes me absolutely sick.
Why?
And that's Cleveland. Those are my people. Because I don't want to lose, and I certainly don't want to lose to Cleveland.
Well, you did.
We did, but we also beat them.
So... Oh my, it's unbelievable sometimes having a conversation with you.
What's wrong?
So, well, if you beat them, then should be happy.
Yeah, but then we lost to them after that.
So you're harping on the loss rather than the win?
Kind of, yeah. Because it made me sick. It made me sick to my stomach.
But the win, you were happy?
I don't know why. It's very difficult. It's harder for me, I think, to watch the Pacers than it is to watch the Guardians.
What?
Harder.
It's harder to watch. I can believe.
I'm more nervous about it. I'm more nervous when I watch the Pacers because it's so fast, right? And you get down by 10, but can you rally in 2 minutes? Yes, but do you? No, it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Like, are you all there? Is the hamster still running upstairs, or is he kind of sleeping every
the hamster
2 to 3
never
hours?
Stops.
I think something's going on. Well, he must be tired, and then he passes out for a little
while. I'm
sure
the hamster's tired.
Oh, I guarantee
it. But he didn't stop. I've told him to stop many times. I've encouraged him to stop.
But obviously he has not.
He hasn't yet.
But then he does, I think.
House full of cats, that'd be easy to get the banister to stop.
Mike, you have to talk. It's named after you.
The mic.
Speak into it.
With a house full of cats, it would be easy enough to get the hamster to stop.
Exactly. And we have a lot of cats.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
It is true. We have six now. Did you know that?
Oh, my. You got another one?
No, we didn't get another one, but you remember the boy.
Oh, I remember.
We got the boy now. He's absolutely insane.
Well, that's nice.
Here's what the boy has done. The boy has... I don't know what his name is. I call him Bernie.
He still doesn't even have a name.
I call him Bernie.
Holy. So dumb.
So dumb. I call him Bernie, but no one else does. But here's what Bernie does. He has observed the behavior of the other cats. He adopts the behavior of the other cats times 50. He's like, I'm going to do everything they do, but I'm going to do it at the highest speed. 10 out of 10, 50 out of 10, and that's Bernie, and he drives us insane. But he's also amazing, and we love him.
Well, that's fantastic.
It is fantastic.
I'm glad to hear that.
And I appreciate you saying
everything that. Everything worked out with the cat that some people call Bernie.
The boy.
The boy that you call Bernie and no one else calls him by a name.
Yeah, I don't know what my wife thinks his name is. The youngster thinks his name is T'Challa, which is dumb.
T'Challa?
Off of Black Panther. He's nothing. He's not cool. He's not a cool cat.
But you just said he's crazy.
Name it Paul
going to town.
Anka.
Paul Anka, like the dog from Gilmore Girls. I like the name Scooter.
Mufasa.
No. No. Scooter is a good name. But it hasn't really caught on. I haven't called him Scooter.
Cat's name was Skeeter.
Yeah, I call Sue Skeeters. But not Skeeter, Skeeters, hard T.
So weird.
It's a little bizarre.
Yeah, it is.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, might as well.
I don't know when we started this segment.
I have no idea, but we got Mike here, so let's run into the next one.
We do have Mike here. We can talk about anything with Mike as long as, Mike, what?
As long as I speak into the mic.
There you go. Good job.
You got it.
Wow.
I'm figuring out this radio thing. All right, Mike Furches joins us next. We'll talk some pop culture with him and anything else that comes up. Stay with us. It's Bob and Jeff on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Now I saw you talking to a cute little slip of a sailor.
And it looked at Welcome back. That sounds good. That's Elton John, right? We're on that song. Big Dipper, the name of that song. It's Big Week on the show. It's Big Week. It's big.
What?
It's Big Week.
I just couldn't get no bigger.
Because the Patriots hired Mike Vrabel, and Max is elated. Now you just need some players, Max.
Yeah, plenty of cap space.
Kind of defeats the purpose if you don't have any players.
You've had cap space for the last 5 years and not done a darn thing with it.
They have the most right now.
Well, good luck with it. Mike Furches is in today. Looking dapper. His hair's kind of slicked back a little bit. Looks good. He's wearing his shorts.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going well.
You know,
it's nice dappery day outside.
It is absolutely beautiful, and it's only going to get more beautiful as the week continues. I'll start with a sports topic because you fancy yourself as a bit of a Shocker basketball fan, and they did get a win yesterday against Charlotte. Which, hey, a win is a win. You'll take it. Where is your interest level at with Wichita State basketball as we sit here today on January 15th?
Between nil and none.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of disappointing, you know?
What is between nil and none?
Not much. I've not been inclined.
I don't think there's anything, Mike.
No, I've not been inclined to go see a game this year, so that's saying something. If somebody wants to give me a ticket, I might go.
Yeah, and what's the reasoning for that?
It's just that, you know, I like the old days of the team that went to the Final Four, the scrappy team.
That wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't.
Those old days aren't so old.
No. But I'm kind of disillusioned with the state of college sports in particular.
Exactly. That's the problem.
That's the problem, yeah.
What's the problem?
I said that as soon as this NIL stuff came out and all this transfer portal stuff, I said, no one's ever going to build a program.
No.
You're just, you don't have, nobody, no fans have any reason to go because they know the player. All their reason to go is it's Wichita State. They don't know any of these guys. And next year, what's going to happen? Same thing.
Same thing.
You're not going to know anybody.
It's unfortunate.
You can't build a rapport, and I know it sounds kind of goofy, but that's the truth.
Wait, what?
Fans build.
Did you just say rapport?
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Wasn't
I think
good.
I even used it right.
I think you did.
But take
me aback.
They build a rapport with the players, even though you're not talking to them. But when you watch them for 3 or 4 years, that's what you're going to see. That's why you go. And especially if you're not winning, sorry.
Yeah.
You're just losing everybody. I've lost interest in just about all college sports. I don't know what teams in what conference. I don't know what players are where. I don't know anybody that's anybody.
But it's easier in college football because it's not like we know the players anyway, right?
No, that's true.
Well,
in this part of the country, in the parts of the country where it's huge, people care about the players and they follow who's coming in and who's going with the transfer portal.
It's not that you don't care about the players. It's that you don't know the players.
Right. Well, we don't know the – I'm saying we don't know the – like, you couldn't tell me the tight end for Ohio State probably.
No.
And that's the best team in the country.
Exactly.
But you could tell me the tight end for the Chargers.
You want Smart?
Will
Disley.
He was
their backup.
Oh, interesting.
To Mr. Disley.
I don't know what point I'm trying to make.
I don't either.
But I'm saying when it's your town and your community, you want to know who the players are.
Exactly.
You're not just watching to watch.
And that's true for big-time sports. Tennessee just lost Squirrel White. Probably one of the top receivers in the country. And that you would lose him to go to some other school, probably Florida State or someplace like that. And you don't get to develop the rapport with the players like you used to. I mean, I could go and yell for a 4-20 team if I knew who I was playing, but you can't do that anymore.
No. And you could go and, did you say yell? Is that the word we use?
Yeah, yeah.
Holler. You could holler for a 4-20 team that you felt like maybe some of the players would be back the next year. Maybe, hey, that guy's going to be something someday. He's not great now. He's a project, but watch in a couple years. There's none of that. That's a great part of being a fan, right, is to go on the journey with the players. Like in professional sports, you can do that for a long time. You can say, especially in football, you can spend your whole career with one team. That doesn't happen as much in basketball or especially baseball. But in those sports, you can say, that guy's going to be good. Just wait a couple of years. None of that in college sports anymore because you have no idea who's playing for who.
Well, and a lot of the kids coming out of high school, you know, a lot of these coaches, they go to the portal, they can get a guy that's been around for 2 or 3 years, and they're like, well, I just need him to fit in for this year.
The whole coaching dilemma, everything has changed. I was good enough to have a son that was star caliber, blue chip player. But
one of the great wrestlers.
The winningest wrestler in Kansas history.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Things change so much now. It's just amazing at how quickly things change. You don't know who's who. You don't know where they're going to be at. The NIL, I think, is just one of the worst things that happen in college sports. And I agree that the players should get played, but the way that it's set up is just ridiculous.
No, it's set up like it's free agency is all it is.
That's all it is.
It's free agency for these kids. 1 year, go here. 1 year, go there. Don't like it, I'll go somewhere else. It's tough. It's tough. I feel bad for the coaches myself because you can't recruit anybody that you could say, you know what, this kid's really got a chance in a couple of years, but you bring him in and he doesn't get to play much and then he transfers on you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if they're ever going to be able to fix it, but they need to do something because I think they're going to be losing. losing a lot of fans with the way things are going. That's just my opinion.
Randolph, probably the greatest college football coach ever.
Yeah, he's done with it.
It was the factor that drove him out of coaching.
Yeah, a lot of guys have cited that as the factor that's driven them out of coaching, especially in college basketball. What do you have on pop culture? What are you consuming these days? Movie, television, music, maybe wise.
I'm almost embarrassed to say the last three movies I went to. It was at the end of the Santa Claus season,
right?
And I was so tired I fell asleep before the thing even started.
Oh, nothing wrong with that.
No.
Dark room, some white background noise.
Yeah.
Oh, take a nap. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a great opportunity to do it.
But it's bad when one of the people sitting next to you has to wake up.
So you haven't seen much. Is that what you're saying?
I've not actually seen much. I've been watching.
You've been present while movies played, but you have not necessarily seen them.
I don't remember anything. I've been watching a lot of television, watching the new Billy Bob series. And
did you watch The End of Landman? Did you watch the finale?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we watched it last night.
Yeah, it's he's so good at what he does.
Can't believe he didn't win anything.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing.
My wife was not happy.
A lot of shows out there these days. A lot of competitors. A lot of people I haven't heard of.
Not many people better than Billy Bob Thornton, though.
I feel you.
Not many people better than him.
No, I like that. That's a good series. So I better be coming back. Yeah. You know, I did watch. Have you watched The Agency?
Yes, I actually enjoy The Agency.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I actually enjoy The Agency.
Who is it? Michael Fassbender? Is that it? Who's in it? Richard Gere's in it.
Yeah.
But I think the main guy is that Fassbender.
All these movie stars go to television. Well, and it's like the transfer portal. You never know where some guy's going to show up.
Demi Moore is in Landman as well.
I'm saying. Yeah. Underutilized from what I hear.
Yes.
Yeah, she was.
Yes.
I think if they're doing a season two, I think she'll be involved quite a bit now with what happened at the end. So we'll see what happens. But I don't know what the deal is. Good for them.
Do you have any movies on the docket?
For me?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to the new Superman. I think I mentioned that to Bob last time. It does not star Henry Cavill. If that's how you pronounce his last name.
Doggone it.
But there's a lot of people that are really upset about that.
I'm sure there are. Who doesn't star?
I cannot think of his name. But the trailer is as good as any trailer that I've ever seen for a movie.
It's the one that some of it's in Cleveland at Progressive Field. That's right.
And it has Superdog in it.
David Corenswet.
That's kind of drove Bob out of the picture right there. If it's got Superdog, you don't want to see any movies with any dogs in it.
There's no explanation for Superman's powers at all.
Yes, sir. It's kryptonite is the stuff that takes his power away, right?
That's correct.
And then what's the stuff that gives him the power? What's that stuff, the green thing? What is that?
That's a Green Lantern.
No. That's the Ryan Reynolds movie. You're way off.
What does give? I'll look it up.
It's
what's it called?
The Yellow Sun of Earth is what it is.
You know, the Hulk would kill him.
The Hulk.
The sunlight is what gives Superman his powers.
There you go.
No explanation for that.
That's not a good explanation. But, you know, if you have powers, you have powers.
When you've written a story that has sold as much as Superman has sold, I will listen to your.
Yeah, it's not like, what it was like 100 years ago? No one was coming up with, there's this thing. No, the sun was pretty, like, revolutionary at that time, probably, when Superman came out. Like, what even is this?
There's actually kind of a neat little tidbit about Superman and the creation of Superman. Please don't take this wrong, anybody, but he was created as the super Jew. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, he was created as the super Jew. And so you see a lot of the allegories between Superman and other characters as well.
One time I saw Jason without his glasses on. I didn't know it was him.
Oh, my goodness.
It happens. Did you see me in a phone booth? I can't say anymore. I can't.
You're going to see the Wolfman, Mike?
I'm absolutely going to see the Wolfman when it comes out.
Is that scary one with...
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Is it scary?
I played Wolfman?
I played Wolfman in a play once.
Have you seen the trailer?
It's not like the Wolfman that Bob ran away from home and they found him later.
Oh, okay.
It's the new Wolfman, the third Wolfman.
I think Bob and I spoke about Lon Chaney a few weeks ago.
Yeah, with me. I got a promo out of it.
Did you really?
Jeff asking him if he was howling and and if he played basketball. It's great.
That was a good one. So yeah, apparently Gianmarco Sorresi called us, and something's wrong with our setup. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I'm trying to figure it out. And I'm doing that at the same time as we talk. So, Jason, ask what? Mike another question.
About what?
I don't know.
I want to go see a movie, but I don't know which one to go. I don't know if there's anything out I want to see.
Superman.
Well, that's it'll be a little while before that comes out. My recommendation right now would be the Bob Dylan movie.
Did you see that? Have you seen
it? Yes, I saw it, and it's fabulous.
That kid's really good. He sounds like
him, looks like him. And he does his own singing and everything. And it's a very well-done movie. There's a few glitches, as it's going to be with any Hollywood character. That's not necessarily true, but just a very, very enjoyable movie from all kinds of perspectives. And I will be going to see it again with my guitar player and my band. And so I enjoyed it that much to where I'll pay to see it twice. That's rare.
Did you see Mufasa?
I did see Mufasa.
How was it?
I fell asleep.
So it wasn't that good. During the movie or before?
Oh, I fell asleep right after, how did I say this? Right after the credits started rolling.
So you didn't even get to the movie?
I didn't even get to the movie, no.
Did you sleep for like the whole 2 hours?
Yeah, I did. I literally did. So anybody that wants to put me up on a pedestal, I remember Bob Cartwright?
No.
If you remember, don't you?
Of course.
He did the reviews for the Eagle. And we did a premiere together. We'd see the RV movie together. And I dogged on him so bad because he left before the end of the credits. And I had this thing where I never leave before the end of the credits. And it's like, you know, come on, Bob, all you're doing, you're leaving before the credits are over and even started. You're leaving. And I didn't do well. I didn't even make it to the opening scenes. I made it to the end credits, though.
That's excellent.
So you really don't know if it's any good?
No, I don't know. I don't know if it's any good. I can tell you the first Lion King was really good.
Yeah, it was.
I loved it.
Performing here in Wichita at Temple Live on Friday. That's this Friday, the 17th, 8 p.m. is when his show starts. It's the Leaning In Tour, and it's Gianmarco Sorresi. Gianmarco, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We are doing well. So apologies for the mix-up earlier. Glad we are able to talk to you now. What strikes me about this tour that you're bringing to Wichita is that you have 3 Midwestern dates, starting in Oklahoma City tomorrow, and then Wichita, and then to Lawrence, Kansas. And then you're to Canada and both coasts and rarely get back to the Midwest. What's going on there? Is Wichita, did we make that much of an impression on you the last time you were here?
You know, I've driven through there before. It's never been the final destination, but today it is. This week it is. And listen, I will perform anywhere where I can assemble people in chairs to hear me talk. So I'm excited to be there and excited to be in Canada. And, you know, if North Korea opens a comedy club, I'll be there.
That's outstanding.
Have you been up to Canada before? I'm Canadian, so I know a little bit about about up north. But just curious if you've been there before, or is this the first time you'll be performing up there?
No, I've actually spent a surprising amount of time in Canada. I've done the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in Montreal. I've been to Edmonton. I've been to Calgary. I've been to Toronto. So I'm establishing my citizenship requirements one stop at a time.
It's really easy. I can help you with that. It's like one page to be a Canadian citizen. It's not difficult.
Amazing. Good to know.
Gianmarco Sorresi is our guest performing in Wichita this not the weekend, Friday, almost the weekend,
Friday.
8 p.m. at Temple Live. I was struck by your YouTube sort of synopsis. I'm a stand-up comic who has been forced to do other things, too, because blah, 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 nobody gives a blank if you're just a stand-up comic. And I wanted to ask you about that even before I read that, because nowadays, a comedian, there's a broad definition. It's not just about getting on stage. So what does that term comedian and even more exclusively maybe stand-up comedian mean to you?
I mean, I think to be a comedian, people bring you on and your job is to be entertaining. So whether it's on stage, whether it's on a podcast, whether it's a quick radio spot that you are doing on the phone before your show in Huntsville, Alabama on a Wednesday, it's my job to try to bring some kind of levity. And then you know, I think there's a lot of comedians these days, quote unquote comedians, who maybe they're good at podcasting, but if you actually see them live, you go, what the hell is this crap? And I think it's important to do all the other things, do the social media, do the crowd work, but also be able to deliver jokes on stage. And I'm taping a special in February in Los Angeles. So I am very laser focused on that stage part.
I'm always curious how you got into it. Was this something like, were you the class clown as a kid? Did you fall into it? Was it something you always look forward to? Give us a little playback from the younger years and how you ended up here.
Sure. You know, I think for me, I wasn't really the class clown per se, but I had a screwed up family. And I think when you have a messed up, multi-divorced, I have ex-stepdads, ex-stepmoms. I think when you grow up like that, you live with a lot of tension. And comedy is the release of that tension, if you were to go by Freud's definition. And so I think I just had a childhood filled with moments where, God, I wish someone would have told a joke. And I was probably thinking of something in my head. And then one day, you finally do, sometime in college, and you go, oh, I have a skill of whenever that tension is there, my brain automatically tries to release it somehow. And it's kind of like an undiscovered skill that festered the same way that, you know, like a coal turned into a diamond. And, you know, do I wish my childhood had a little less coal in it? Sure. But then I wouldn't be able to tell jokes today.
That would have helped. Gianmarco Ceresi, our guest. So you've done some political humor in the past. I know the presidential race was material for a lot of people. As we get closer now to January 20th, is it still funny?
You know, it's always funny. It just depends, like, what is it you're trying to do? I think some political comedians, when they talk about politics, they want to, like, insult a particular group, maybe, or be like, this group is like this, and I'm right. For me, I think my comedy is about recognizing all the ways that I'm wrong, that I'm hypocritical, that the people that I would closely align myself with can be, you know, equally full of crap. And so sometimes I think the comments that mean the most, I will hear people go, God, I hate this guy's politics, but he's funny. And I think that's, you know, I think that's the goal of comedy, is like, can I make you laugh despite your beliefs? Can I make you laugh even if you go, oh, you shouldn't say that? But I got to make you laugh first. And that's the priority. And I think these days, some comedians think the priority is just making people mad so their group is feeling good. For me, I want to make all people laugh. And then when they go home, they can parse out, oh, maybe that's a good point. Maybe this is. But for me, it's just about making everyone laugh.
Yeah, so we were doing an interview earlier with a basketball coach, and I called them defending state champions, and they were not defending state champions. They lost the championship game. So I preface that because I'm wrong today, and I was under the impression that you were on our show before. I'm pretty sure you were. You wouldn't remember that, but I thought I was promoting an event in Wichita, and you have not been to Wichita. So I'm wrong about you having been to Wichita. But you were on our show before.
Maybe I'm wrong. Listen, I go so many places, I don't even know.
Fair enough.
I don't even know these days. I used to keep a map in my room, but the tax, they started falling out, and I gave up. I could have been there before, but the fact that I forgot just means I will be there anew with fresh eyes.
That's fair. So we've seen a lot of comedians who go from virtually unknown to huge superstars in the matter of overnight, basically. Is there a recipe for that? I'm sure if there was, you probably would have discovered it. And not that you're not a very successful comedian, because you are, but some guys just reach this other level out of nowhere.
You know, it's, I think these days, I mean, you really never know. The the economy, the attention economy is so fractured these days that you can like, you know, have a clip go viral and, you know, it results in a couple more ticket sales that weekend. So honestly, it's like sometimes a comedian will have a bit that's so universal. I had a friend, her name is Ariel Elias. We were performing in New Jersey, and someone got mad at her politics, assumed her politics, and threw a beer can at her head and missed. Thank God.
Yeah, but I saw that clip. That's crazy.
Uh huh. She was opening. It was on my show. She was opening for me, and that clip. I got her on Jimmy Kimmel. They haven't had stand-up comics on Jimmy Kimmel in years, and they put her up there to do a set. She was on the Today Show, all these things. And then it's a big pop, and she kind of stopped opening for me, I'll tell you that. but then it's on to the next thing. It's a big thing for a week. Where, like, back in the day, you know, you'd get on Ellen, and everyone watched. You know, back in the day, if you did the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, you could be set for the year. You could do the Tonight Show now, and no one would know about it.
Yeah,
it's a different world. So all you have to do, in my opinion, you just got to remain ever present. I'm pumping out material online. I'm filming every show, trying to keep the quality up. Working on the evergreen jokes, but writing some topical stuff here and there, and you just keep doing it until the tickets start selling.
Yeah, and she killed it on Jimmy Kimmel, by the way. I remember that set. That was absolutely fantastic. Go ahead, Jace.
I'm just, we're talking about this and what you can say, and you got to watch what you can say. Is it ever going to get back to where, you go to a comic show and it's just trying to be funny? We can listen to it. Or do you just really have to watch what you say nowadays?
I think you can honestly say whatever you like these days. I think I think it's more about jokes can reveal where your heart is at. And I really believe, I'm quoting Anthony Jeselnik, who's quoting Andy Warhol, but that art is getting away with it. And I do believe that, in the sense of, like, a lot of times the jokes people get in trouble for, comedians can't even really defend it because it's not even a good joke. I think it is my job to say something that makes you go, oh my God, you can't say that, but to do it in a way where, in fact, I can. And will sometimes some people get a little mad at this, that, or the other? Sure. But again, it's not my job to be complaining about that. I'm the comedian. That's like a chef complaining about some people who don't like eating his souffle. It's like, well, focus on making the souffle. The conversation can't always be about how a couple people thought your cooking sucked. And that's how I view comedy. And I think a lot of those comics, it's a lot easier to complain how people don't like your jokes than it is to write good jokes.
Yeah.
So go
ahead. I'm sorry.
That's my focus.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got this sojourn into the Midwest for a few days. You plan that out at all? You got any restaurants picked out? I can tell you the cliches about the Midwest are basically true. We're nice people. We're slow paced. We got good barbecue. Things like that.
That's what I've been told. I always put up a thing on my social media saying any recommendations for this place or that place, and I need to look over my list for there. But I'm always open to any restaurant recommendations if you got them.
Duda,
I eat everything, so just stop in somewhere. You'll be just fine. How long are you going to be here? You won't even be here that long. You get to be here timed. Being able to eat, because I mean, you're going to be in Oak City, and then you're going to Lawrence the next day.
I'm going to get there as early as I can. I think I'm going to get there at 10:30, so I can get two good meals in there.
There you go.
A good brunch and a good dinner.
Well, if you're going for a good brunch, Duda Diner.
What is it called?
Duda Diner.
D-O-O-D-A-H.
I will be there. Thank you for the recommendation.
Absolutely. And thank you, Gianmarco, for your patience today. We're sorry about the mix-up earlier. Glad we got to have a conversation with you.
All good. Thanks for talking. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks a lot. Gianmarco Ceresi is going to be at Temple Live on Friday, 8 p.m. It's the Leaning In Tour. And that's our show for today. Do we have any more time, Max? 4 minutes. 3 minutes. Yeah, 3 minutes. I thought that was it. Anybody want to
Your math is terrible.
It is bad. And like, I apologize for that.
7 minus 4 is 3, stuff like that. That should be big. You should know
slow down.
I know. I know it's
7
tough.
Minus
4.
4.
Try it. There you go. There you go.
5.
Get your fingers
4,
out.
5, 6, 4.
Good
4,
job. 5, 6, 7.
Good thing he didn't have to count on his toes. He would have seen that missing toe and wondered what was up.
Anybody want to interview me before? I never get interviewed. I'm always the one asking the question.
Why do you want to get interviewed?
I don't know. I'm an interesting person.
What do you want me to ask you?
If I told you what to ask me, it wouldn't be an interview.
Jeff, what is your favorite thing to do when you have a day off?
Nothing.
See, this is why you're not a good interview. That's it. Done. See?
I like to hang out with my cats and sleep. Maybe watch some television. Get on social media. Watch some reels. I'll eat. You know, just the normal things that people do.
That's fantastic.
When they're at home.
Reels can be so addictive.
I know. It's crazy.
can be addictive?
Reels. They're little short videos.
Yeah.
You just scroll right through them. And that's what happens.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's 7:06 in our world.
Oh, what? How are we still on?
And the show's still on the air. It's just absolutely
crazy. This is crazy.
We take back everything impolite we said about Gianmarco Cerasi. Because he's fantastic and we love him. And he has been on this show before.
Are you sure?
He wouldn't remember the show because he's been on a million shows. And I'm sure none of them stand out in any way. But he would have remembered maybe being in Wichita. We must have been promoting a special or something. I don't know. But I guess he wasn't here.
Well, he's going to be here Friday.
Probably not.
There you have it.
We going?
Friday?
A little comedy?
Oh, for sure.
Right after the show, we'll go get a bite to eat and then head and watch.
Well, what time's it start?
8.
Oh, yeah, we got an hour then.
Yeah, we have plenty of time.
Yeah.
To go get a bite.
Guaranteed.
I'll be able to get you into the green room.
You would think.
Yeah.
Free tickets or something.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike, for stopping by. We appreciate it.
It was so much fun.
Hope you get some rest.
I do too. I got a feeling I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Hang in there. Matt Richardson of the Heston Girls Basketball Program joined us. Their coach, Gianmarco Cerasi, who you just heard. And our friend Mike. We'll have Jamel Hollaparrott tomorrow. Sorry that she got bumped for Matt Damon. All right, stay with us. I mean, don't stay with us. Leave us. Goodbye.